Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
The one supermarket that I have done here that I could say I can go and...
Miss Welch?
No, XPZ.
The one I get burned down. I never seen it. When I left, it was built. No, serious. I left in 2017.
2017, even.
Yeah.
I was gone.
Because me and you park up there waiting for somebody, aren't I?
Not me. The only thing I knew that was over there was a place that sell glasses, like windows or chandeliers or something.
But yeah, windows.
It never opened up, no sudden over there yet.
Remember our park. Okay, maybe.
You can't remember if you are. Remember, no, I wasn't there.
Yo, oh, we can have nice things,
bro. Which is interesting because I was talking to my friend from Barbuda, the lamb dog, and my brother in law about this. I heard, and this might just be a rumor, so it's probably like a gossip, but just cool, that Barbudans can finally sell land, but that's not the case. They can lease land, right? And somebody bought up all the land around Barbuda, which is giving like a, what call it, a view of the sea. And now they're selling it, which sounds impossible since Barbudans can't sell land on a lease, but they're selling it to other countries, right? And the person who's doing most of the selling is Gaston's wife, but she's not Barbudan.
So she there for my land.
And how she selling when Barbudans can only lease?
They have one man from the team, you know, Trevor Walker. He on the payroll.
Just watch, man. Barbie, they actually their independence from Antigua, and then China step in since they don't have an embassy happen. In Antigua.
You think it can happen?
Hey, once China does decide they're going to put their foot down in a Barbie there, next, it can happen. What are they going to do? Beef China?
If Barbie go independent, that means Aryan then go at odds.
Are they safe? Because they just need one backing from somebody, you know, and that's
because
it.
But remember, then they don't have no porter or nothing.
Not yet.
But they can't have it.
Why?
The port can't, not infrastructure day
for hand port. I get you. What is the possibility? Because all these people now trying to buy land from Barbuda because that's like prime land. They can use it for real estate, for tourism. They have a ton of land they can use. Ton of people invest. Like, remember when De Niro came to do business in Barbuda and they're like, you can't sell to these people, he left.
Yeah.
He coming back. See, this man has to spend a couple million to build out, to dredge out a port. You think he willing?
The thing is, Timon.
Yeah.
At least 100 feet on the ground, you have to put posts.
So because Barbuda do that, you can't dig, no?
he can dig. Yes, he can dig. But the amount of money that you have to spend, if he could take them, maybe in a meeting on time, right? The main one, 2 point something billion for make a bridge from Barbuda to Antigua.
That wouldn't make no sense. I live in the tropics, hurricane season, go fuck that bridge up.
No, it kind of makes sense, no. Because you eliminate all the ferries and all them, somebody.
You know how long that bridge have to be, dog? If you can find me a bridge as long as it is from Antigua to Barbuda, I'll shut up.
The Golden Gate Bridge longer.
You lie.
A half of the Golden Gate Bridge.
All right, I know what I can do when I go to America.
But real facts, a big meeting in this. Because from all them projects also, like my old man, I like one of the big man and them say, you know, half of the boy.
So Naz, you hear Khaled over there chomp on something right now?
It's all like he ate chips.
See Khaled?
No more, I'm going to press mute down.
You know, press nothing. And when we're not done, I have to go in here and edit out daddy, you know. I have to go shit, go down to Khaled Owen, cut out daddy.
The more we talk, the more louder the bash.
The more it's true, yeah, like if you're disturbed, man. All the man have to do now, last time you real quick, chew, drink some water, and then come back now. Cavs, this is not going to wait.
Yeah, but a ton of big things I try for happening in Antigua.
I hear a ton of money companies playing that bring the Africans. Where about that?
Nigerian money.
Well, listen.
Sorry.
Money and money,
I
mean, no.
US.
US, that is me here. Listen. Isn't that human trafficking in a way?
Yeah.
So who going to prison?
100%.
All right, I just want to know.
Right now, he's been being investigated by the US.
Yeah, but I heard, since he have like diplomatic immunity because he's like the president, his passport can take him places. And he have a land in the States. So he don't fuck up Antigua. He and his family have so much money. They can just dip. I hope they really hold him accountable.
If then dip, right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing. If then left Antigua, straight to jail.
Yeah, just he, not the family. Then yeah, they get to walk for a million.
Because I don't see son also get investigated right now. Ooh. For money laundering and so.
Yeah, I can remember he had a queen named Gaston Brown too.
Mm.
Yeah.
You watch too much of Paul Boy.
And what you call it? Any investment that Gaston make, he put him on his son name.
That's crazy. That's fraud right there.
Remember, he may make a statement on time ago, but when I think you study our politics now.
I think Gaston Brown smart. When he done, you know, his son younger than he, so his son can turn up in a jail longer.
No, he not smart because he has sell out the land to other countries. No country is supposed to sell out their land to other neighboring countries, no. They're supposed to always lease. So they can always take back their land.
Anything good on I son, then they look for first.
Yeah, but you don't understand, no, the man don't mess up the infrastructure that the country itself.
Yeah.
If people now squat for take land over generations, like if you think about it, yeah, people in Antigua 100 plus acres of land. How? Because they squatted over the years, over the generations, right?
Maybe people go squat soon.
But I'm thinking, but they move it from 12 years to 20 years.
I don't care.
I bet. Just tell me where you go, Z.
We look for squat soon.
But if
you
they keep...
You want to go for half,
hombre. See, like, you're getting the trouble. Because then they look over the ocean and people want a land, so there's no way you go. Try going in the middle of the island or something, find land there.
Yeah, go one the end of them.
Yeah, go map one. Yeah, no, damn. Nobody look behind
it. Nobody want no land behind it.
That's why you can go take up acres. Yeah. And take a different boy.
Anytime he, you see, if we lose this election, he would go straight to jail. He'll get extradited.
I believe if Gaston me in a power when Stanford me they do eating in Antigua, if Stanford would ever go to jail.
Yeah, because that means more room for Gaston to make more money.
Gaston would it. And he said, yo, the man say all this, no, the man say he would never ever make Stanford go to jail if he me in a power that time.
So while Steve used Stanford as a scapegoat, while he still, you know, make moves?
Of course.
That makes sense.
Of course. Remember when Stanford was in power, not all on security, a house. Security, a house.
Dang. Yo, Antigua the rich. The country Antigua the rich.
Boy, speaking of rich, them Jamaican scammers rich. They must do so much good business that the government itself want to like stop use credit cards and go back to just money.
Money.
I'm like, yo, teach me how to scam now. What school am I going to
go? No, bro. That's the one train that motorboat
on. Check. They could have police data though. I'm saying, listen, I'm going to scam me. I'm just going to learn.
Y'all heard about the guy that made 200,000 a day?
Do you know?
They have online gambling house, you would say.
Yeah, gambling is good money. I was thought about the Antigua, you know, but you have to pay for a gambling license.
Them man come down, you know, them pay 100,000 for the license. that's over 20 years, and they make $200,000 a day for since 2016, September 2016 to now.
That's a good money for real, for real.
Great money. Great money.
Man said, $200,000 a day, dog.
man
A
said,
meal a week, no? A meal plus, no?
Antigua had the most shittiest laws in the world.
You see, but that's the thing, though. Nobody paying attention to all them laws and regulations in Antigua. It's just a popularity contest, really. So, like, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna get into politics and, you know, all the diplomacy and shit like that. But, like, if the people them actually knew what was going on, I don't think they would have more of a say, because, like, the people do have the power. So, if, like, if we just only knew what was going on and what was in place, we could, like, change all that shit, no? It's because nobody fucking know and nobody really cared to know. My computer disconnect and then refuse to connect back to
Hello,
my
hello, hello. I
hotspot.
don't want your explanation now. Ah, we're over here talking about psychedelic drugs now. No.
Sorry,
You come
sorry.
in late.
No, what? I'm not supposed to explain myself and
No, I know,
apologize.
because you're going to be the same excuse over and over, so I don't know the truth no more.
Oh, so you just thought I was lying?
Nothing between the two of you.
You see the proof?
Rasul.
If you have not heard them, I know you're lying, so I just wait patiently.
So you think when
And
we're in a heated conversation, I'm gonna just disconnect from you because we don't want to hear my words twice?
but you see, there's something that me said that the man say he go skydiving with his friend. And his friend will come, the two of them will come down out to the man tell he pull his parachute after 10 seconds. And
And he
because the friend
stammer.
stammer.
He 10 seconds longer.
Yo, me nearly dead, dog. You can imagine he done it. One, two, two, two,
Me tap come one, this is somebody pull friendly parachute, you know. That's it.
Long time.
How are you gonna answer that?
So me, toop, say, yeah, for my turn. Yes,
Jeez.
Psychedelics.
Yeah, me, they tell you, boy, my workplace, the one that looks like the one out of Mario Kart, I was talking about the magic mushrooms that me get.
Where will you work again?
Me?
Where you work?
Me work in a wholesale place named Mr. Green.
Terrible.
Your name says it all.
That's like a public works boy. A man will be a weed. I'll be a.
Man, me tell you, man, every time I'm proud of come, I'm like, you ever vaped? I'm like, no. Alright, try this.
So you
man, go
take
out.
Drugs that he behind to you?
Tell your
take
boy.
Out, take one off. You listen, man.
Hey,
man,
man
go.
Brand new when he did the States, boy.
Your man.
We're modest and take things from strangers. You eat food for them too. You just go in and just take bowl of food for people. You know, their kitchen look.
Well, there are restaurants next door to us that then go by maybe every Friday.
Restaurant
I
dog?
The work. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm supposed to catch on bus. I'm going to see on bus just move and come in, over and over. I meet to you at all. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm not the woman. It depends on the bus.
So, yeah, I'm gonna get the magic mushroom and to them, they like, I'm gonna put them inside my table, my jar. I mean, no, I'm gonna put them inside the table. Put it inside the jar. And I say, boy, it's been a while since I had one of these, boy. So I'm just a pop. Right now, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, wait, you're waiting for kicking?
No, you don't. You kick now. You say you just kick a long time since my home.
Yeah. Edibles be staying in the system. Now you might wake up tomorrow until I.
Boy.
As well as, I think Tony and Nicole, Evian and Rhoda, we were downtown. I think we went to a comedy bar and they went to get some food. So they had some mushrooms on them. So I see them man digging it, right? So I'm like, alright, bet. I guess I'm gonna have some mushrooms downtown, right? So I said, let me watch them first to see how we kick in before I come jump on the bandwagon. Like if, you know, my parents didn't raise me right. So I'm watching them and them man's like, these are mushrooms. They're not kicking yet. And I was like, where you get these from? They're like, oh yeah, we bought them from Norm. This guy who, he's a comedian and he's a part of this podcast called Extra Gravy, right? Funny podcast.
Right, come on, those rat holes and drug dealer.
Tell them.
Nah, drug dealer is all that shit legal in Canada.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Look, I'm not a rat dog. You see the word come for me in that, hey. First, me say my internet, the boy say my lie. Them all just to lie and fax the boy say me a rat out. Why don't you go ask me questions and build a bit of information before you start accuse me, sir? Anyways,
No, I'm a sweat no fuck.
So now them eat no and they had like a bag full of mushrooms, right? So she take her one first, he take her one, and then so they go back in for two. Then they go back in for a couple more. Then they done the bag. And now you walk down the road now. See the food my head basic. This is this is not getting well. So I watching them now and how we, you know, I do sheesh and everything and now we chill now, eat or whatnot. And nothing happened. I'm like, it's a waste of money. So I was gonna buy my mushrooms also from Norm, since they already know the guy. I know of him, right? Because he was advertising them on his Instagram and everything. So I'm like, bet. But now that I see the product in action, I ain't gonna waste my time with that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, where am I gonna get my hands on, like, decent mushroom? Because I also want to get my hands on Molly.
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna fuck with that. I'm gonna try cocaine when I'm 70, but just cool.
No.
Mm-hmm. Anytime my doctor says, sir, you're on your dying bed, you need to take it easy. I'm say, bring the cocaine. I want to go out with a bang. There's no way I'm gonna I'm dying and my heart starts racing super fast and I need to go feel good.
This thing is like, you see, okay, if I take a trip, more to like more to go for myself. One night, if I'm not like I'm surround myself with hiding, what about become drunk that I'm not boy. Yeah. Shit, you get fucked up.
Yeah. And I'm worried about nobody do no fuck with, cause you know it's somebody, cause, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no more gonna have for see boy. Yeah, you won't know boy.
See, my girl come and say, yo, yeah, alright.
But we're gonna have to check you, but we're not gonna make you do nothing stupid. But we're gonna make you be free, express yourself.
I'm going to go ahead and me stand up and me stand up and you and a little roof. So before I boy, I tell a joke, I'm a bust out laughing, right? And my man and the woman pass. So the female then turn up and just stay for me, like, you know what I mean? So me over actually, oh shit, the laugh done. Things just get serious. I can't see my headphones, so I know that I'm up on the phone. So, you know what I mean? So it's just been an awkward moment.
In an awkward, you're supposed to say, what
happened? Yeah, that's you're supposed to say, what the fuck?
Why? Probably. Then go on in a store, yeah? I'm just wait for them to come out, and then you get awkward again.
Go in your car, police. This is a strange man.
When they come out, laugh again.
This is a strange man being suspicious outside.
I hope you have a gun, can you drive this dark ass car? I'm gonna move across your boy.
He's wearing red, I think he's in a gang. He's black.
Right? Big black guy outside.
He's behaving hysterical.
He's on something.
Well, yo, you know, I never know. There has security that drive around at night. Like, you know, Walmart and so then we have security that just circle around. Oh, look like me can buy you, boy. You walk, been up. Some money you put on the lock and damage.
Wow. Suppose that's how another man put people, you know, leg locks for all his life. He put them just deformed that way. The perfect leg lock legs. That's what they call, you know.
Leg lock.
Well, we jump the conversation.
Well, you were talking about like mushrooms and safeness of it, yes. And environment.
Me blank, me totally blank out when I hear the end of the story that you later. Because anything happened to them?
Oh no. Then I end up leaving because then Jan, everyone was just like, yo, let's talk about a podcast. And I was like, fucking downtown, but whatever. And then I came home, right?
Uh-huh.
I ain't know them man's cancel. Me put up by my pay Uber $60 to get home now. So I'm saying, alright, let me meet on time, boy. And that man said, yeah, boy, I'm tired. I'm going to say, ah, them motherfuckers.
Hi.
Take me out for my dinner. For my night, actually. Tell him, come home inside the car this sudden, because then if they go free Saturday or next week. So I'm going to say, bet. And then I just waste my time. So now me home, them, they sleep. I'm just like, could they do drugs, though?
I'm sorry for a fat white man sometimes.
You're sorry for them?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
you just wait for them black dude for us get me. For that one.
So the boy put your high horse.
I'm for my high ass. How are you, sister?
So what the man got things? Yes, look what the man say. Yeah, I'm gonna take with woman boy.
Dog, you supposed to walk faster than your woman when you walk.
What? Why?
Walk faster than he and the man left you behind and catch you breath.
No. What make you supposed to walk faster than she?
Because man, walk.
Yeah, I don't walk fast. I just move.
walk.
Who rush me?
This man move like a turtle and a cat and chill a gas over it.
What does, if you ever see me walk, right, you swear I have nothing to do. When you run for buses or no, never.
Then I'm out to see.
Maybe. Or she did pissy off the whole day. And the boy just tired, like he mentally exhausted. Not physically, just mentally.
Maybe he has some fat man magic.
Maybe.
Nevertheless, man, some of them are feel sorry for that. You just take one piece and black man to play a game, and that's it. Game over.
I feel you.
But then again, my say, boy, my can just put on pan fat whites alone. I be even a fat black man, but I say a white man, not a black man get you.
You know, it's very interesting too. Outside in Cali, this daughter, you know, it's like people from the Caribbean, they always be getting through because of like the way how they behave in terms of their attitude, because it's so different than what they're accustomed to. They gravitate to the difference because like you're unknown to them, like what is person think, what are you doing, that was a vibe, that's different, nobody says that or think that, so they get real intrigued,
like telling them move them or the squad
check, and they're like, oh, that sounds spicy. What I mean, like you said it, I just felt chills.
Like the other day, I explained to Princess that how our curse in Antigua. So, then she like, what words are we to say? I said, man, I just easily say expletives like a fucker so easy, you know. I would more likely tell you move your thinking ass. What? Yeah, so she like, what? I said, move your thinking ass.
Hey, Caribbean people get cussy.
Cutting over, and then I use no bad word now.
And then
when then you have to feel bad about yourself, boy. I have to change that.
I have to change the name everything.
But next time, let me see. They always talk about somebody think. Me and I'll get up, me and I'll have the same mentality now. Every time I call somebody, I have to tell them about them thinking this. Thinking
that. Check, what are you thinking about?
Yo, I'm gonna lie. It's very easy. My Caribbean person can go up in their mother and hand out, you know, okay. So you can start a land trap up in the pool, too. Yo.
And it's very interesting, though, because you take certain disrespect from certain people, because you're like, you know, that's serious.
Yeah.
But then other people say, you're like, you don't know me. Don't be fucking like that.
Yeah. We had the same argument one day. Then man me they say, boy, I own your partner and then can I say something about your mother's cunt now. Make somebody else come and tell about your mother's cunt.
Because imagine two man see two youth man talk, right? And they say, yo, they're so angry, they curse each other. And the man's gonna get some food later, you know. And then this man say something and they start cussing, and he start cussing back and he says something for them, the mother's cunt. Problem.
A problem.
And man, I'm here to yo, me here to my Lego and Caribbean slang, dog. And she just can't understand, dog. Because when I tell she about she mother's cunt, no. You know what I mean? So she like, what's that? I say, my have a slow down and like, mother's cunt. But I say, you don't say mother. You say, move your mother's cunt.
Bro, I remember I was trying to tell some people in college, too, like, the Antiguans do it differently because like we speed up the word and then we cut it down, so it's like a sped up shorthand, and I'm just like, I didn't even know how to really explain, so I tried, and so they kind of got it but not really, because like when they try to repeat it, it just sound off, and I'm like, I know y'all didn't hear me say none of those pictures like that.
The other day them man they work sometimes I just want to come in and fetch him out, like man if I ask me what language do we speak, I say English. He say just English alone, I say yes. You know, later down the day, the man come to me and I talk about, you talk Arabic. He say, do you guys speak Arabic in,
Antigua?
Isn't the second language Spanish?
No.
You sure?
No.
Dialect.
No, that's like English and then broken English or Pato or whatever. But that's like the native tongue. But like, if you're talking about like when we got colonized by England, we learned English. And then it wasn't Spanish because the French, maybe it was the French. No, Haiti was French.
French, and then the Spanish.
Yo, me sit down next to this old man car, right? And me just put the cat down underneath the tree. You know, the old man come to look for me and say, that cat didn't hit my car, did it? I'm like, no. She said, what? I said, no. I didn't hit me over here.
No. I'm going to come.
I think it needs to go home. Yeah, something yeah, yeah. happened.
She just buy she inside her. Yo, me want see sugar car police from me, yeah. I mean, I show this one, yeah.
Okay, you see, you're making bad decisions under the influence of this drug.
Why not move that? Why must you move?
Because police no love ask questions when they reach.
Rose apart, go home.
You man, son, we're here for you.
Yeah, move, boy. We see them,
like. Imagine, oh, you had a nice conversation. Like, all he is, put your hands up, nigger. And then Colin say, hey, I had a tattoo, look at that, no. And the man's like, he got a weapon.
And then... No, no, no. I'm waiting on someone, so I just decided to just come out and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she wants to go. She wants to pass. Fuck. Where'd you drive? On Prius? What kind of car she drive?
Equinox. Ah, I could tell.
On what?
Equinox.
What is the Equinox?
A car that nobody know.
Yeah, there's going to be something wrong with your car. What else you know?
We were looking at her car?
You should have attention, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty. That's what wrong.
That's what wrong.
I ain't said nothing. Let me try get back my headphones on.
Let's have our best profound conversation right now. So when you talk about deep space and the cosmos, you don't think that there's everything and nothing? Like the void of space is where God is God's domain, basically, right? So
hello?
All we've seen is darkness, the void, the nothingness. But within that nothingness is literally everything.
Hello?
Are we listening, Colin? We're just having a deep conversation.
Oh look, well, I think I just act like I hear me and can't hear talk. Let me think something wrong with my headphone.
No, that I should have done that.
Come on. Mm-hmm. You believe it's just us in the universe?
I don't think so. I don't think God that bad-minded for make her go crazy like this. And it would be very, wild of us to think that we're the only one. It's like we vain or conceited, like we're the best at probability and, you know,
but,
life has to offer.
But what is that? Because I only discovered 20% of the universe and the Earth.
Yeah, we even discovered all the creatures on Earth itself. So to put our eyes set on the infinite expanse of space and say that we're the only one.
Just last week, we found a new insect.
See? Bro, that's not even the thing now. When people go into the Amazon forest to go look for animals and plants for medicine, they find new creatures and stuff, bugs, insects, like bacteria and so in the Amazon, and they're not even that deep in, not even an hour deep in, and they're finding new shit. And let's not talk about the ocean. They don't know what the hell is down there. The only time they get to see what's happening down there sometimes, if the robot go down there and see some shit or earthquake coming and those stuff below come up. We don't know.
Yeah, something like floating.
Mm-hmm. So in space, I feel like people are quick to believe in parallel universe and dimensions, but not that other creatures out there. Which makes it no sense because you're saying they're a parallel universe where we exist everywhere in all dimensions, but nothing else. So we can more likely run into ourselves if we cross dimensions. I'm like, but we can't run into another alien. No, it's crazy how they talk about like light and stars and distance and time. Because they're like, every star that we see in the sky, the majority of them are already dead. The light taking so long to come to us. And I'm just like, if stars are forming and destroying, and it took us, let's say, out of a billion point of that percent to even exist because the conditions were right. That's supposed to be happening billions and trillions of time somewhere out there. Evolution just keep happening. Destroyed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to happen. So we're not alone. We can't be.
Well, they want us to believe that we're not alone.
Like, okay, think about it like this now. If there's an ant's nest in Africa and then there's an ant's nest in Russia. let's cross the water. In America, right? You think those ants know the two of them exist and they're in the same domain, which is planet Earth? They're like, oh, we're the only ants in existence.
Not really. Me just think, you see like insects, animals and so.
Mm-hmm.
Me believe that they can talk, no.
I believe that
each animal can talk. Because I have a dog, and my dog will give me attitude. Straight up attitude. Me car, she, and she will come. She will just look at me like, fuck your car.
Yeah, I feel so. Like, I feel like every animal, every creature have like their language of communication. Because like, you see some dogs and cats talk and play with each other. Like, they clearly understand each other. It's not just behavior. So it's like animals probably understand other animals through, I don't know, maybe pheromones, smells, tone, some shit. But we just can't. Like, dolphins, they're super smart. And they talk within high pitch like frequencies.
High pitch, yeah. Frequencies.
They can understand human, you know, dialogue, but we can't cross that barrier. Why?
We're just dumb.
Right? So because we can't understand them, that means they don't have no consciousness. They don't deserve to be like treated a type of way. You know what I mean? We just have like a superior complex as human beings. I think, man. I think so.
That's from the white man.
Bro.
That's not like mine.
There was a conversation I was hearing earlier this week where this guy was talking. I think it was Andrew Schultz was talking to like Charlemagne, and he was like, "Why do African Americans want to be called African Americans? Because not all Americans come from Africa." And then Charlemagne was like arguing like, "No, but we are descended from Africa." He's like, "Okay, but ain't we all descendants from Africans, even the white ones?" But like white people are just called Americans, and then you have you know, African American, Mexican American, Indian American, Asian American, or some shit. So it's always something to something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder why they do that. Because like even if you're from the Caribbean, you say, "Ah, I'm come to the States." And like I think they put like more layers on it, and they just say you're Caribbean American or some shit. It's like African.
No, yeah, island.
Whatever. I feel like at this point in time, we all know we fall from Africa. Whatever. Why
are we closer?
Yeah, but why we have to worry about race now? Because at this point, we all intertwine and mix up together. Like, everybody mix with something. And if you're not mixed, shout out to your parents for keeping it, like, 100% white or black or whatever.
Man, you ain't seen Black Train, man.
Whoa, you never seen him?
You never seen Black Train, man?
Yeah.
Man, get those on. Me wonder. Yeah, but, like, all of us know we born. Like, why we don't just stick to nationality? Like, oh, I'm from America, so I'm American.
Hands down to the those what do you call it, the redneck. You see them, they just want to say boy at them, they at the top race.
Which is wild.
When you have about 1,000 or something race out there. Because you have Indians are mixed with black, you have black are mixed with Latinos, you have whites mixing with blacks. Yeah, all kind of shit.
It's all blended now. Like the whole, it just should be just human race and nationality that we care about.
Right now, you just call everybody mongrel.
It's crazy now because this shit, that's the only people who really care about that kind of stuff is in America. Like if you go to the Caribbean, everybody that come from the States is American. They're not saying African-American, they're just American.
Yeah, American, yeah.
So I'm just like, why is America staying true to this racist, like, ideology in a sense? Because it's like if they're trying to uphold, I don't want to say diversity, race. That's not the word.
Like, then they want to be the top race. Like,
is that, again, superiority? They just want to segregate everything. Like, I am not y'all, I'm better than y'all. This is the distinction. Like, you're all of that, and I'm this.
And oh, you don't y'all live better than them, they update.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving to the States, so I could be like them. You are racist now.
You see?
You don't want to live good.
Racist and rich.
You see?
Fuck. Sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that.
I saw you re-enter class. Why the disrespect? Hey.
Boss, what am I doing? Honestly, tell me, what am I doing? Let's talk about it. No, let's talk about it.
Yo.
Let's clear the ear.
Let's have the podcast.
Yo. Make a propose to my girl, right?
You're thinking about it or you're going to?
Yeah, me think about it.
Okay.
What are you saying, Yuri?
Thinking about wifing somebody up.
Okay, that's good.
That's not serious, boy.
Welcome to the clan.
Call it keep out. Is it welcome who you want to propose to?
Me not propose to nobody.
Also, how you care welcome to the clan?
Call me down wife up.
Yeah, there's something else.
Who my first marriage done now?
Khaled, for this.
Never had this conversation.
We always in a relationship now. We never single now.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Never.
You're on divorce so many times. Now, them one that you get now in the real.
Wow. No, you not take that. You not take that.
Single boy.
I say, yo, disrespect your partner, dog. Jeez. If I was you, right, you wouldn't take that, no?
There you go. Wait until we go up the road. Wait until buddy check it tomorrow. Buddy can cut the yard. Wait till buddy up and see what I get married.
Well,
wait till buddy what I get married and the girl in our church. Girl.
Wow. You know,
your buddy.
And nobody don't tell me to come back and see you. Okay,
yeah, boy. I'm planning to go to the States now.
Hey, look.
From come back Antigua. It's been 3 years. How you do now?
You don't want to come to Canada.
You're too young.
Khalid, make I go to Canada, don't
know. Nah, you don't want to come to Canada. That shit cold.
But me no love the coldness, dog.
I'll go by Timon. I'll sleep over by Timon.
I'll go to me and live by myself.
You don't have enough. You don't have enough.
I'm going to spend some time in the States before I go back Antigua, man. So I'm going to tell people. I had a life, you know. I actually traveled. I lived places.
Cross the water.
I need some help. I need some J-level wireless headphones.
Nah, but still, proposal. Mm-hmm. That sounds serious, boy.
Yeah, boy. Right now, I'm tired of this, you know? The out there life stuff.
But they talk to a girl other than I don't know. But they tell she like, you know, just like, get the vibe. You just want, you know, all of this. You just want chill, settle down, just build. And she's like, nah. She didn't feel that. You know? I'm like... it's just not for everybody. But okay. Oof. You see, I feel like it's such a big step of commitment to propose because like you don't have, I don't wanna say it's mandatory to have a certain time frame. But like nobody wants a long ass engagement. Or like what are the plans for that?
So it's about 2 years. Mm. 2 years 2 years engagement.
And then what? You plan a nice like an intimate wedding or a big wedding?
A nice little intimate wedding. 20 persons max, 25. Not too big. Nice beach setting.
And in the house situation, you don't sort that out.
Me live by myself, no. Old lady, Ronnie left me.
Psycho boy. I wish we could run and left people.
Yeah, boy.
Sometimes you know, I wish I could just get up and just do some shit, but it depends on people too much.
Nah, boy. By the time as me reach out, more I come back in.
Yeah.
Life too hard.
The Davity rear out quick. Soon as they get you like a piece, you're like, all right, I'm over this.
Yo, Mimi so excited. My old lady tell me, boy, yeah, she now come back. And so on, right? And we like, yeah, boy, let me get her sex. Everybody. As much as girl me want. In here, can do whatever we want right now, boy. In here, he comes down to
it. Tap over a couple of days.
Boy, when he come to, you have to pay electrical bill, you have to pay water bill, you have to pay internet bill, you have to buy food.
And the food, no?
And the food, no.
And all the bills after. Because then you're like, wait, where you get money for you even save?
You know, here, right now, we just have to live paycheck to paycheck.
Bro.
Just going cool.
I'm going to tell people, so no. And they're like, but something. I'm like, you know how much money I make? No, a paycheck to paycheck, may live, no. Because them bills crazy.
And when you have to pay, you pay like, yeah, phone bill or them.
People like if when you
me don't put on a phone plan.
Nah, people think like when you get a raise and so on, that the money just go save. No, you just can now take care of other things.
Yeah, that's true. Like next month, well, next week, may get $1-$2 raise. And Mr. Boy, yeah, boy, that they just make me for have $100 over rent. Well, let me tell you, more money you get, more things pop up to do. Yeah. And when you're not working, I don't know, you're not kids in the world. You know, if me just save all them $20 from school, with the rich.
You can.
Man, look at it like that, man.
School is gone. How long you done school?
Me?
How long you done?
3 years now, Colin.
How much years?
About 8 years now, I done school.
About 6 years, me done.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be six.
You can't be six, you go college.
2017, I done school. Tell your boy.
2017, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 years. 6 years, the same as me.
Yeah, four for me.
What? Oh, yeah, four. You go university.
So the boy ready for some lie?
I like to be a professor.
Boy, they're gonna ring me only go check with my mother now.
You get to.
So, what I could do? I could top up there and live. I could come back after that.
But yeah, no, I plan to come back to Antigua, man. The land that I'm working for, right? I'm paying down for. I supposed to pay for it this year. That's just by Vaughan area.
Who near Vaughan?
No, by Parham. Vernon's. So between the track stadium, Vernon's, you go back from Factory Road, they go back to the back of Parham Road. So that whole land go back. There's some pieces of land settled there, private land. I got 7,000 square foot of land.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And then I hear this guy named D'Angelo selling some land for $5 a square foot in All Saints area. Not All Saints, All Saints area. The same place they say nobody want, behind the dam. Yeah, so I'm thinking about getting some over there. I don't know how much he's selling the plot of land for, but depending on how much it is, I'm going to try to get that. But I really just want to get the piece of land somewhere up east, close to Factory Road between Piers and Wilkie's.
Yeah.
Or Ganville's, Piers and Ganville's. So if I can get something between there, I'll definitely buy that and then build on that. But the only reason I came to Canada now is so I can make money, so I can purchase a house and land, right? So I can start somewhere. But when I went up and started working, bills and them say, hey, we don't invest in other people but yourself. And then when I tried to get land that Antigua was selling, the government found it so hard to give me information of what to do. And I heard a few people who actually got through, they had to pay extra money because the government said, interfere for you for they make foreign money and a buy up shit by people. Mm-hmm. So then they charged them heavy. So I was like, I don't even fucking want that. So it's just tough. So it's easier to do work with private people than the government right now. And the government to try to buy up private land because they don't have no more land for sale. So it's just tough.
Money.
So I'm just trying to get some stuff. So I'm thinking my next thing is I'll try to move to the States. I'm going to tell Khalid, listen, when the time for me to move over, let's say I'll get some place, get two other people, live in an apartment for 3 years or a house apartment type thing. Cut down on the rent, so the only thing I have to worry about is food. The rest of the bills I can take care of, and I save crazy. Some say 3 years can't be that bad, man. You can save a ton of money in 3 years. You just need to get time for breed. And black people love do that.
Save as much, spend as much.
Mm-hmm. And everybody still survive.
Live over your budget.
They look into them now. I realize a ton of people have business, and I'm like, it's just, I don't get it, but I see it working for people. Because like over here, if you have a business, they don't tax you the same time as they tax regular folks. So regular folks, they get the tax pull out every time they spend their money. Paycheck, tax out. Buy groceries, tax out. At the end of the day, you have to do some stuff so they can take out more tax. For business, they don't touch your money. And then after they spend the money is when they tax it. So whatever remain, that's what get taxed. Which sound fucking unfair, right?
Yeah, at the same time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's a business.
So ton of people start their own business and put all their money so into the business and then spend it however they want. And then when they spend a certain amount, they'll get back from the government since it's a business and not personal.
Not personal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, you just have to know, dog.
Your yearly fine, yearly business taxes, name. And that's not good. You pay like, what, $450 for your business every year. You just put all in their business account.
So that's what my whole thing is. If I can definitely get like a land, actually, if I can get a house, I will start renting it out immediately for low, so I can get something coming in. And then once I know that is coming in, I can always put a bank account where I just collect the money over time while I work over here. When I come back, I have something I can try, you know, build another thing, and that's what I'm aiming for. No matter what it is, once I have a roof, I can move into it if I need to, or I can rent it out if I need to. But I just need it one thing. Because I'm not in Antigua right now, so I'm not going to need it until I get there. So if I can figure it out before I get back, that'll be gold.
Right now, people that are in the look place
I don't want fucking rent. Can't live life like that, because if they decide like every year they cut it up by like 1%, before you know it, you're gonna pay like ton of money. America! Fuck yeah!
Get it up, fam.
Boss, he bad, boss. So, there's him wake up and sing him now. Must feel like we'll just get some beers and start drinking. America! Fuck yeah! Wait till we go to American Party. Everybody's like, oh, yo, what song should we sing? I'm gonna say, look, I got the perfect song. You have to catch them when they're rowdy too.
What the fuck? What is that?
Yeah. Squirrels? Rats?
Jack Spaniard.
What, a spider?
Wasp.
Okay.
Yo, the woman was over there say, boy, he have a crazy pass something, boy. Can you imagine?
Still out there?
She kill ya.
Yeah, I go and I'm just fan me and watch. And I'm sure she was in there like, yo, suppose he hurt me. Boy, you don't talk to me, see?
Yeah, boy, you suck. The universe is sending you something, boy.
Tell you. Talk to me. Security start driving wrong. All the time, me, I know you never did drive wrong, boy. Team on your foot, man. Pray for me.
Look, nobody to ever talk to me. If we see, if we out, the fish fall, you gotta live long time.
So, what you say about the fish? The fish 90 is good.
He came out too salty. But I could eat it because I had a lot more other things. So the salt, yeah.
That means you tell you, you can't season it too heavy.
Yeah, I cheat like chicken.
Yeah, you can't do that. Because the truth is, if you be the other fish, when you go into the aisle, you would help.
Burn away some of this, yeah.
Yeah. The truth is, filet, you don't put up on the meat. And it's so clean and just. Yeah. Okay. Well, if I say I really could start, boy, look at my run for that chicken, that fool didn't get out, boy. How are you joking, boy?
I said, Tahan, I'm about to tell you chicken, man. 35, we.
Boy, I'll go curious the night, my dog. And I reach home, cool it, and I say, boy, I have some extra chicken, you know, why you do? I mean, for the chicken, yeah. How are you, I said, Tahan? Everybody. Nice, you know, who nine day born and so, you know, everybody nice and just they're cool. But everyone go take some fetching fried drumets now. How would you ask it, boy? Tell me come, everybody then tell me come and say, boy, cool, they do some fetching drumets, they're precarious, right? Them, they sell, right? Yo, how your mouth don't fool with the chicken and them, the dog. How would you ask that? You say, Marus? But I like a boy, cool, they can't have him get me.
Check.
Okay,
yeah. Man, they shake and somebody say, hey, what are you doing? Too much come out, you say, shit.
Yeah, let me tell you.
You see, I'm going to add more chicken, maybe not going to taste as much, you know. Trace of water, put this out, dilute some liquor.
You shouldn't try to go on the barbecue sauce, boy. Tell you, boy.
So, where you at right now?
I'm still there while I'm outside.
So, I go watch 2 videos about some shit in the top about it. Go back on Instagram. Now, a lot of people, right, like to underestimate animals.
Uh-huh.
And the other day I saw a video and I was like, yeah, I need to stop underestimating animals. Because, like, I don't have any reason to underestimate them ever. Because every time we see animals on TV, it's just like, oh, they did something wild. And just like, yeah, that never happened to me. I'm fast. And you're like, no, you're not. Look, no, I'll climb a tree. I'm strong. Or I'll do something. I'll fight. I'll punch it. I'll pretend I'm big or something and it'll scare it off. I'm like, actually, if somebody did that to you, would you be scared? Imagine I'm right up here and go, rah! You'd be like, yeah, and I'm like, I think I can put in some good punch on you, sir. But with an animal, you can't. Not even a baby monkey you can protect yourself from because they're pure muscle. They don't have fat. They just have bones and muscles. And they will rip your hair off and separate your skin.
You know, John, ever thump you?
Yeah. Just our muscle. So watch this video. Okay, now on the edit, nobody's gonna hear the noise because it sounds weird. So I'll just tell you that we're talking about a video of bears. 2 bears were just playing in the forest, and one of them turned aggressive, and the other one ran away and climbed up the tree with some speed that you've never seen somebody on an electrical pose do.
With deer. Tell you.
And the other one charged right behind of him, same speed, and he went as far up as he could and then turned around in a way so he could still attack the one coming up, and the other one was like still trying to attack while he was climbing. And then the guy said, if we fall from here, it might be dangerous, it's not worth it. And then the bear went backwards, go down the same tree, just climbed. Now, if me and Khaled were in that forest and we saw a bear, we go rah, and it didn't work and the bear still charged us, and we said, fuck, let's all climb this tree. One thing, we would not be able to climb the type of trees that are in the area. 2, if we manage to get like a couple feet off the ground, we dead. Because it's not enough.
Well, I'm telling you that the charge of the liquor like an hour, they figure, boy.
Boss, at any point in your life, would you, did you ever say in your head, I could probably survive a beer encounter?
Nope.
I gotta tell you the truth, I was naive at one point. I'm just like, if I see one, I'll probably get away. But beers run like 40 miles per hour or 30. You're like, yeah, but you have to catch up speed. Nah, man, it's like 0 to 40, like a couple seconds or minutes or some shit. They're quick. Yeah, but they're too big and bulky. Nah, but bears are muscled. Yeah, cool, but I'll just swim. Bears are sick at swimming. I'll just climb. Bears are phenomenal at climbing. I'll jump off a cliff. I'm pretty sure the bear will survive if he goes after you.
Yep.
So it's just crazy. Like, and you think about it for monkeys, for hyenas, for lions. Do you know, Khalid? Mm-hmm. This might be a fun fact for everybody. That animals see a certain spectrum of color, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to the tiger, the reason why the tiger is orange and it's hard mm-hmm. to spot by other animals is because they perceive it as being green.
Green.
Yeah. And in my head, I'm just like, when I saw certain hunters go out to hunt deer and they wear like the orange and so, vest and so, I'm like, that's so stupid. Why don't we wear the camo? Mm-hmm. And because the deers and them still can't tell the difference between orange. It just looked green camouflage. I was like, how did nature tell the tigers, yeah, she was orange, my boy? How?
And that's why them are the baddest predator for the jungle.
But the thing is, no, were tigers at some point black like leopards? Were they green? And the evolution just said, hey, these colors not working, let's try red, let's try pink, let's try orange. How?
And the thing is, no, if there be any other color, no animal would get catch or kill easy, you know. The food chain would just half balance.
Yeah, and cats, no matter where you put cats are always the dominant creature. Mm-hmm. Unless you put them in charge of a hippo. For some reason, they're the mm-hmm. most dangerous. No, this mm-hmm. next video is way more mm-hmm. interesting.
Have you ever heard the phrase, they don't make them like they used to?
Oh, tell me about it, brother.
Well, there's a reason why.
Why?
It's called the planned obsolescence, and it's crazy. Let's go back in history. So back in 1924, in Geneva, Switzerland, a group of elites met together. Do you know who these elites were?
White men?
Nope, not all of them. I mean, there were some.
Yeah, okay.
They're all the CEOs of these light bulb corporations.
Okay.
And they said, our light bulbs last too long.
They're too good!
And so from that meeting, they came up with a term, which they called themselves the Phoebus Cartel.
Phoebus
is the god of light.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. They got a bunch of ideas.
But they all agreed, all shook on it. Let's cut this in half. Make Damn. Our light bulbs worse. And in fact, they all had to send their light bulbs to get tested. And if it went over 1,000 hours, that company was fine. Because they all were like, we need to make crappier products to sell more.
Yeah.
And that term, planned obsolescence, was adopted to basically everything now. General Motors, we're going to make our cars not run as long. So they're going to replace metal with plastic. And so screws, fastener of some sort that will wear out over time. And that's basically applied to every single product now.
Isn't there a light that's been on for like almost 100 years?
It's wow. Yeah, I looked at it. It's called the Centennial Light, and it's been on since 1901.
They're ripping us off!
Now, this video clip was taken from a podcast called Ninjas Are Butterflies. Just giving them the recognition. Mm-hmm. No, that's wild, Khalid. Because we knew, like, back in the day when they man-made cars, the cars can go into a fender bender and still walk out like, oh shit, my car's not damaged. The most happened is the bumper fell off.
Mm-hmm.
But then they make cars today so that, like, the engine could, like, dislocate from the vehicle itself. Because, like, that's carrying most of the power, most of the force, most of whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you get into, like, if you look at it, like, most cars, when they get into an accident, the engine come back into the seat in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they build it in a type of way that if you get into a certain type of accident, the engine will get flung away and the car don't get dragged with it or some shit like that. Yeah. But my thing is, who really be signing up for this? Because I always wonder, why buy like an inferior product when you knew they used to make something better? Like, let's put it for our instance, Lay's. Lay's used to fill the bag with chips. And now they give us more ear than chips. And you could say, it's just because the robot machine that bagged them. Yeah, but that's easily changed by settings. Easily. They just saved more money sending you the same thing for the same price. And then they up the prices. It's like capitalism really just messing up people.
True. Man, listen. Man, just don't them. They watch a video now on, what's it, TV? I think it's TV. And this man, really, he met some kind of chip. Right? Some kind of chip. And the other man come and shake the bag, and like, boy, this you need. Like, you try with power. And boss, at the time, the price of it was like 5 cents. 5 cents a bag or 2 cents a bag, something like that. And Mr. Boy, 2 cents a bag. I met the boy back then, 2 cents was a really good boy. You know what I mean? And then the man go and them inspect. Dog, that chips they left from, you can't imagine what chips left from 2 cents a bag, dog. To the man, all the man do sprinkle, must sprinkle some sugar upon the chips. Give them a different flavor. And how skyrocket that chips they go. And look on chips today.
Hey, that's when you get into the marketing side. The product was, they had a demand.
Tell you, man. Like, man, me just remember the times when my old lady tell me, boy, she just go Miss Welch with a 10 cent bag. Two hip me. Yeah. Let's say two hip me and diamond nickel. Wherever it else be. When you don't see an old lady say, boy, two hit me, I get you frozen joy.
Yeah, boss, I can't sell them again for a dollar now.
Yeah, frozen joy, a leftover juice, a Kool-Aid juice make into an ice, you know, the ice, you know. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, man, that is just amazing, dog. So when one time my old man make some frozen, some custard frozen joy, some leftover porridge, and he just freeze it. And I'm like, this is why they don't they pay for dog. I don't swear, I run down the road, that's when I hit me. Forget some frozen joy. That long I would never think I did make them so easy. I have to pay for them. How are they doing that, man? The more they just go Miss Welch, you will get figured. Oh, yeah, that's this spend about $5 for you get some bread and you get some food bag, your bread and cheese and food bag. And then a 10 cent, I get you one little bag, one little juice. With bread and cheese, bread and butter, and boy.
Yeah, boy, it's shocking, but I probably only shocking me this much because I don't understand money as well as other people.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Because in my head, I'm just like, I know things have to increase, but it's a way where it's a domino effect that necessarily, like, you didn't have to move the wheel, but somebody somewhere wanted more money to get something else that they didn't have. And ask for more money. And then that person said, fine, I'll give you the more money. But now I got to recuperate that loss. That I just, you know what I mean? So now I'm going to up the price for something. And then somebody will say, hey, what are you just up the price on that for? That means he get more money for selling it for the same product for more money. And I'm also selling it. So I'm going to match him. Then they carry up their price. And then everybody was like, oh, so eggs cost $2 now. Bet. So now everybody eggs cost $2 are no longer 50 cents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then now the man who was struggling to buy the eggs and got the raise and he could afford it for a second, now he needs another raise.
Right.
So when I look at it like that, I'm just like, how do you have a society where everybody gets? Because you would think that, like, okay, some place like where it's run by an overlord or a dictator who determines, like, what everything is, would be equality in some sense, but I don't think so, because now you take away everybody's freedom of choice. It's like, okay, I don't want to get into that fucking politics of it. It's just, I don't understand why it has to climb and why everybody have to follow suit, because, like, at what point would everybody be content and not want more? Because, like, if you took everybody housing, everybody, like, all right, you have your own house, you're not paying ridiculous rent. Like, you just have to pay for your food. You don't have to pay, like, I guess it's crazy because I can't even think of how that would possibly work. But if you take care of your food, your housing, electrical, and water, everything else is on you. And then that's just luxuries. Anything else that you need outside of these things is a luxury. And if you want it, then you work hard for it. But you know you'll never be broke, hungry, or in a horrible decision, like position to suffer because.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cause so like if everybody had all those taken care of and they were making, I guess, income that was the same across all the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody said, "Oh, I want to go to this thing," I don't have the money. Yeah, I didn't have the money either, but I was saving up for 4 weeks while you were partying and I was home. I understand why you get to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it still come down to who gonna get all that money at the top.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is the government getting all that money and then what are they putting it into? Putting up more infrastructure so we don't have to pay that much for like living. Because then I'm assuming people have more kids. Mm-hmm. They have to educate these kids.
Right. Oh, you're playing another video?
Oh. You heard something?
Yeah.
We're here.
Like a water job.
Okay, that's a notification. But I don't know. I probably scrap all this talk now since I'm just gibbering and jabbering, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll click another video.
Okay.
Only time we believe that there's no races at play is when black people are involved.
Of course.
White people will never join black people to advance black interest. It doesn't happen, will never happen. That's why we've never been compensated for slavery, colonialism. That's why South Africa never got reparations after this crime against humanity that is acknowledged by everybody of apartheid, yet the Jews were given 140 billion ever since the Second World War, just for 5 years of oppression. So that goes to show you that white people will stand with white people. The only dumb creature on earth that will stand with animals that are not related to it in order to subjugate their own people are black people. And they don't learn from history. But they don't learn from history because when our chiefs sold fellow Africans into slavery, they thought that they were benefiting until the European realized how stupid we are and colonized us on our own continent and colonized those chiefs as well who lost everything that they had made. Only time we...
Thoughts.
Well, that's why they had still had this mentality called crab in a barrel mentality. Because when a black man try to rise, he try to fight it down. But then when I look on the other side, like, and I have to say, like, the universe might not bring some bad investors and something make white people fail, you catch me? But then usually a white people become a white person and another white person has doing business. Them look the first thing they look on at the how far the business can go. You know what I mean? And them man go push that business the straight through. You know what I mean? And become millionaires together. But from the time this man one black man say, okay, boy, me just invest 50,000 and he only invest 25. You know what I mean? Mm. Like the man might invest 25, but he might bring other things to the table, you know what I mean? So now, because you invest, you know, you start saying, oh, me should get more. Instead of looking at it and saying, boy, are equal and how we grow our business, you know what I mean? You know, one up on the same pay level as the next black man. So you start bad minding thing and there where a lot of black businesses fail. Now, the part when you say the chief and them in they sell the black people, dog. That is real. That is just basically human trafficking. I'm a believer there where you start from.
Yeah, because like even though they came over and like stole Africans from Africa, they had some people who were doing business. They had to have somebody who's like, oh, this is an opportunity. Cause like, okay, if you think about it, right? When China wanted to help Antigua, you know what they did? They said, oh, you all have a thing y'all want to get built? I'll build it.
Yeah.
Free. Right? And you're like, whoa, word? I'm like, yeah, we'll get our own workers to work on it. And when it's finished, just give them some lodging. And it's like, I bet. And then when they have another project, they say, hey, I can pay for this for you. Just let us do the same thing we did last time and just send some people over to work on it. They don't use the same old people that were there before now.
No, they are sending new people.
So maybe the chief was saying, things tough over here. Their mans have education. Their mans have, you know, knowledge. If I send my people over there to work their fields, like when they're done work, when they're done work, they're going to be free to now live their life. But then people say, wait, is it fucking free work?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're gonna start. Like, it's not like if it was other white people, because if it was other white people, right, they could easily escape and blend in with other society.
Right.
And they're black, so it's easy to spot them. So you have to say, like, mm-hmm. oh, any black person you see is a worker. They're nothing more than a worker. No matter if you see them, aren't they workers? So that's mm-hmm. easy to segregate them and say that they're slaves, because then nobody gonna help them, because they already know mm-hmm. that they're the help. So it was easier mm-hmm. for them to be like, you're far away from home and everybody over here is white. You're never right. getting away. I just brought you to a prison, a wide open prison. So I can't wrong the chief and them for not knowing what was going to happen, because they just thought that, look, I'm going to send y'all over here to bet your lives. And then the man then come back with more boats and they say, hey, y'all going to take everybody off our continent, because like, we're not in a situation where we overpopulate and having it bad. Like, we surviving now. We good. We getting money. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. buying shit, we building shit. What y'all doing? And I was like, hey, no. And then just took those guys.
But that's what I'm missing about. We found how them Chinese just, yo, they just start out so simple. They just run a little, yo, them boys are scamming a go on a long time now.
Uh-huh.
Scamming a just a no thing, no. Scamming a go on for a long time, dog. We found how them man just scam their way into the country. And the thing is, no. They start out to live uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
In their huts.
All of them in a
their shanty.
Tell your boss. All of them in a one little spot. You know what I mean? Cause yo, you never go to some Chinese restaurant and I can't see right in the bedroom.
Boss, and that's what I'm saying, those people sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I can't even hate the play. I can't even hate the game. They had a vision in mind and they say any means necessary, we getting out of our predicament.
Right.
I rate it.
And the thing is, my beef, them people that they left in that island of them for colonize and grow. Me have feeling them same people, they still keep in contact with the head leaders and them now.
Boss, once you're working with the Chinese government, yeah, I was in league. Like, my brother was telling me yesterday, the Chinese government, right, the embassy, have one of the biggest buildings on the island.
Mm-hmm.
We can never take back that piece of land because that's Chinese. That's Chinese country in our country. That's why it's the embassy.
If we dare, over by close by Blue Water side, okay.
Mm-hmm. If we dare gonna compound by accident, we trespass in China.
Mm-hmm.
If you want our land back, we have to go to war with the whole of China. That's where embassy mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, me drive around that place right and tell you, me not like.
And where do you think Americans left?
Why?
You think? Just imagine. Imagine if China brought the embassy in Antigua, America left the embassy in Antigua, Canada had an embassy in Antigua, Russia had an embassy in Antigua. Where Antiguans gonna live? Ah, cause there beef between a power struggle.
Exactly.
Espionage, somebody gonna hire some Antiguans from America and say, gonna do some damage on China. China do the same thing. Every Antiguan in there, they shoot each other because we're working for a government that's not ours.
And the thing is, and then you, then now we use that one people are sorry, yeah, so we just stop, they just dead out.
Let's kill up each other. Violence. I'm gonna be a proxy war for nations. That kind of sick, actually. You know how much money people get if they commit? Like, I'm just thinking about it right now, though. Like, if the government tell me, all right, I need you to go over there and steal something and kill a man. Once that job done, I get bare money. You know, no matter who come after me and kill me.
Right.
And then they go pay me extra to be a double agent, bro. I wanna get into espionage.
But I don't know, we just find really some strong people like that, because you can imagine you going for war, right? Probably kinda off topic. But you going for war and you jump out of fetching plane land directly in the enemy territory, dog, and be you are the baddest man. I run out and now them man catch you and just start torture you, dog. But you think any amount of money can fix you,
boy? Ain't got to trust.
You can even torture you there, endure, dog. Maybe some barbed wire over your back. Maybe some man will try to put something up in you. You know what I mean? And you endure daddy for go back for the tell a story that then can go make a fetching movie after. Yeah, you're gonna get PM money in the dog, but You can imagine the mental trauma you go through, dog. Every night you shut prayer, yeah, you just see enemy lines. I run for your dog.
I'm just thinking about how unlucky I would be in the face of bullets.
The what?
But I'm shotable, no? I'm just look shotable. If I had a gun that was passed in the mirror and I saw my reflection, I'd be like, I could shoot you.
Yeah. Wow.
I just look shootable. That's why I don't play with people with guns. Because they're just like, hey, I feel like you could take a bullet. Hear this. Okay, this is going to be the last good video I play on the Insta.
While I was working for a supermarket chain, I won't say which one in case they sue me for defamation, but I worked for a supermarket chain. And I remember in the briefing room, one of the managers, I don't know if you're supposed to say this, but he was like, a lot of the times they pay companies to make their own brand items. Do you get it? So for example, you might find that the cornflakes wasn't made, that's the, let's say the supermarket own brand cornflakes isn't obviously made by the supermarket.
They pay the company to make the cornflakes.
And that company that may be the same company that makes your favorite brand of cereal. Do you get it? So we get bought in by brands. For example,
so don't write off those cheaper brands, basically.
Exactly. For example, milk formula. Everybody is kind of, not everybody, but a lot of parents love that. Now, let's not talk the brands. I don't want to get sued, but a lot of parents go for the big brands when it comes to baby formula. But by law, all baby formula is the same. You understand? You cannot put in or you cannot remove any ingredient from baby formula. Which means better off buying the own brand supermarket baby formula. Yeah. But a lot of people, because we're marketing is such a powerful tool,
100%,
you know, that we're brought in by these brands, but you actually don't need to. So what I've changed a lot in my shopping now is like when I'm going shopping, I will buy own brand spaghetti, own brand bread, because it's all the same.
Yeah, but
yes, don't get me wrong. There might be times where extra special, you can taste that Parmesan, or you can taste that.
Yeah, so this video clip is from, in my opinion, podcast in the UK, just so y'all know. But isn't that kind of crazy? Because, like, marketing and the brand name, like, we all know brand name is everything. Like, that's why we're going to buy Apple. That's why we're going to buy Nike and Adidas and Jordans. That's why people buy Louis Vuitton and Gucci. Brand name. Same cloth, same fabric, same high-end shit, price different because...
But, let me get me wrong now. It tastes different, dog, because if you go buy one Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and then you're going to buy one store brand Frosted Flakes, dog, the corn in the green, in the fetching green, the corn flakes, dog, everything is different, man.
Yeah, but what he's saying is, in order for it to pass, like, for the baby formula he made it, in particular, some people might make a set of baby formulas, right? But they have to go through, like, testing with the FCC to make sure that wherever they be, right, to test the food to make sure it's whatever. So they probably have a certain amount of patterns. So if you have like a vegan baby food and another one, those are like the few.
They got part of the same pattern.
Yeah.
Right.
So if they have three patterns, that's the three patterns you have to, you know, build your shit on. So if you go add some sugar to it, cool, but you can't go in and take out some shit.
Right.
Because then you have to do a whole bunch of testing. It's like, follow the formula that works and maybe you can add something to it to make it different.
And the thing is, no, because our company support another company, they get a discount. So as you say, maybe Publix or Walmart might tell Kellogg's to make a conflict to them. You know what I mean? So I might go in and say, Kellogg's just picking $7. Because them, they know we can also do for them the one product for them, they want to make a profit. You catch me? And because I'm brand, yeah, name. But then Walmart, that basically having the same thing as Kellogg's, and the Kellogg's make up for them. And the same thing you buy, just that Walmart now can put a discount for them because them, they get a discount and the price can cheaper. You know what I mean? So instead of going buy the Kellogg's, you're looking and say, boy, we can get the store brand for $3 less. You can turn up their account and pay for like why not, but you might as well say, boy, this is an amount of money I have, the store brand can cut it. And that's why sometimes a lot of vendors don't test, whereas vendors put cheap wine in an expensive bottle.
And people don't know the fucking difference.
Don't know the difference, though. And that's why sometimes, like, somebody will sit down, communicate all the different expensive wine I go drink, dog. Me will sit down and drink on 4th Street when birds and bees and car. Me till basically having the same amount of alcohol.
Don't you care about other alcohol content?
Right.
Everything you is just flavoring.
And me can tell you, you might go drink a Carl Rosé and then the friggin' birds and bees red wine freaking knock you better than the Carl Rosé. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I want to do? Is I hear somebody saying that, like, if you put certain alcohol through a Brita filter, it'll filter all the flavors and stuff and just leave you with pure alcohol with no smell and no taste. And I'm like, whoa, how'd that even work? So you're just getting straight alcohol that tasteless and you're getting the full hit. And I'm like, but what'd that really do to you though? Because something seemed off. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Because, like, if you could do that all the time, why not just get a nice flavor that smells good, that tastes good, and then just add the alcohol content? Like vodkas were made out of potatoes or some shit. I don't think so. But but if you can get the most potent shit and then give it a taste that excite the senses, why not do that?
Exactly.
I get it too because, like, wine connoisseurs and stuff like that, they'd be like, I can smell the seasoning. It's a 12-year-old rum. I can smell it, the oak. That the rum was in the barrel. I can tell you what fields it was used in, or what grapes. Actually, Khaled, you ever taste wine grapes? They're not the same regular grapes that we always thought. Wine grapes are sweet, and they have a sourness and a tang to it. Bro, look, I was just shitting them like a couple seconds ago. Them wine connoisseurs. But, like, I feel like if you had wine grapes, it'd change your whole perception of wine and grapes. I don't even want regular grapes anymore.
Jeez.
Bro, they're sick.
Yeah, I just started there, right? Whenever there's a custom to eat green grapes, right? And
that's wild.
The spoon. Yeah, like.
Some kind of racist, Khaled.
No, that. I'm just. You know, your parents, when they go shopping, they were accustomed to the green one. So they buy the regular purple grapes.
We used to go Woods, we used to teeth grape. Green, purplish one.
We just prayed for them, boy.
I mean,
the other day, my sister said, the evidence going out to and taste the grape. But right now, we prayed for them, daddy.
The evidence is so sweet.
We're feeling my teeth, dog. And sometimes you're going to buy some grape now. And people don't pick out.
You say, I've been selling show this up.
But one time, when we did work, look at the place, Horizon, right? But when I have a pack, 2 pounds of grape, and so sometimes I don't take off. You know, you pick off, and then man just like, boy, me gonna have my TV is 2 pounds. So, yo, everybody pass, and you just get a little piece. Everybody get a 2 grape, and yam. Oh, what did you, hey? The talk when they send it upstairs, dog, and tell you, yo. Get Miranda ones, 5 pounds of white chocolate. How are you joking? Before you left up there, you don't have a pound. Just then nibble.
That's tough.
Yeah, that. But the thing is, again, me always want to find out what the difference between how they come up with seedless grapes.
I think I think it comes down to, like, the genetics part, because, like, so. It's like, okay, I know not all plants need to grow by the seed, so they can, like, always splice them, and it comes out like selective breeding. So it's like, this one had less seeds, so they do it again, and then the next one have less seeds, and then they do it again. So they have a blend that only produce seedless stuff. But when they do that, because I know they do it for tomatoes, whatever. I know right now, you can't really grow
seedless tomatoes.
Yeah, they do. And
oh, what do you ask?
You're trying to figure out, like, so how the hell do you even grow them? So they have a set of genetic seeds that they can plant. You have to buy it from them, and they sell it to you, and then you plant it. And then when it grows, you can't use the seeds now, because those seeds won't work if they come with any. But they most likely won't come with any. So then you have to always go back to them to get
seeds.
Yes, so it's like a business thing again. how to get them to like not cut out meat. Because at the end of the day, if you're selling crops that you seed, you just have to buy the initial investment, go right. do your thing, and then collect the seeds from that, and then now you can sustain yourself. But if you always have to go back, then you have a problem. Which right. science just gonna mess our up, dog, in the long run.
True. But I just like the other day, me see, I'm going to public, so I'm going to say, boy, I'm going to eat some oranges. And because become me see so much of seedless stuff, dog, I'm like, yo, what can you even eat? But when me look at me see seedless oranges, I say, how? How? I just want to eat them, but I don't like my chump down for some seedless green grapes, right? Tubby? My rest? They good on nice. So, the seedless stuff do really make him plenty of sense. You just need to taste some seedless watermelon.
Khalid.
Yo.
Let's have a car back later. When Naz come back, I'm gonna go set up some stuff in the kitchen. I'm gonna have to make a quick phone calls.
So, like, later.
Yeah, get home safe.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm gonna go safe, man. Darling, 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 please stop.